Muffet sat on a tuffet, dying to go on a spree. She was a cute little chick, but she was up the creek. What she needed was jubilee. Yes, sir, it's another jubilee setting sail across the seven seas. So for all you cats who stashed your conchs near the joy box waiting for that mad jive, Hot Horn Hall takes a great deal of pleasurable pleasure to announce a group of guests that's sky high and mellow. And standing by is the number one on the 88th, Count Basie and his orchestra, Thelma Carpenter, Butterfly McQueen, Earl Warren, and the original Mr. 5x5, Timmy Rushing. All of which brings us to the ponderous presence of that overpacked pachyderm, your massive of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is your heaven that don't wait resuming hostilities at Hot Horn Hall. It's time again to raise the club and beat you to a nub. We're going to pound you with jam till your knees turn to jelly. And you're palpitating that pulverized pulp. Right now, Count Basie is lifting a mallet and getting ready to start hammering on Along Avenue C. Face, and I hope she can stand it, with one of the most beauteous bits of vocal fortitude in this cosmos. doing the canary under the cognomen of Thelma Carpenter is none other than Thelma Carpenter.
Well, to be back at Hot Horn Hall.
Well, Thelma, since the last time you visited this sacred oven of the Baked Overture, a fair-sized bundle of mail labeled V has piled up requesting your dulcet voice. Would you dash through the list at your convenience?
Here and now, Ernie. Slip me the parchment.
Here it is. And the G.I. cats are waiting and drooling.
I hope the following men are listening because I have a song for them. Sergeant John K. Carter at APO 511... and Private William Smith at APO 961, who inks that jive like no other alive. Also for Carl Timmons, who is on submarine duty and says, I should sing it fast before they pull in the conning tower and submerge. Well, Carl, I'll do my best. If the count will kindly edge me in, I'll get started.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
you, Thelma Carpenter. You're sure smarter than I hear drums in a faint cloud. Now, out of the corner of my optical paraphernalia, I can see the good count raising his 10 digits for a frontal attack on the spinach teeth. When it comes to zoots, it's really boot. There's nothing zooter or booter than the famous Basie Boogie. Thank you. Those 8 beats trickle off your nimble fingers like groovy gravy off a hep duck's back. Hot Horn is in your debt. And now, while our GIs are turned to the skies and we're living it and giving it, I'll nudge and budge the original Mr. 5x5 Jimmy Russian up to our beaten down mouthpiece to send you smack out of this hemisphere with the Harvard Blues.
I wear brook clothes and white shoes all the time. I wear brook clothes and white shoes all the time. Get 3 seasons a day. They check from home sublime. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. But I love my Vincent, baby, until the day of doom. Reinhardt, I'm a most indifferent guy.
Couldn't belong to anybody but Butterfly McQueen. Ah, tell me, Butterfly, where have you been keeping yourself lately?
Well, Ernie, I've been down at the seashore looking for a boyfriend.
At the seashore?
Yes.
But, Butterfly, there are plenty of men in the city.
I know, but when you got them on the water, they kind of argue.
Well, did you attract the attention of the opposite sex on the beach?
Oh, yes. You should have seen the men stare at me when they saw me in my bathing suit.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Is it true you're supposed to take your clothes off, Faith?
Well, in your case, I'm not so sure. But I suppose your bathing suit was the latest style.
Certainly. I knitted it myself.
You knitted it yourself, huh?
Yes, it was beautiful. But it was very uncomfortable when I sat down.
Well, how come?
Silly me. I forgot to take it off the knitting needle.
One thing puzzled me, Butterfly. If you knitted that bathing suit yourself, didn't it stretch out of shape in the water?
As a matter of fact, it did, Ernie. It got a bit baggy in the back.
Oh, that's too bad, Butterfly. Was it very baggy in the back?
Well, once I did a swan dive, and I caught three herons.
A very fine kettle of fish, but did anything exciting happen on the beach?
Oh, yes. I was lying there and some children covered me all up with sand till just my head was showing.
Till your head was showing?
Yes, and then the nicest man came over. He scolded those naughty children and told them I was very wrong.
Then what did he do?
He covered up my head.
Undoubtedly, you must have seen some other men on the beach.
Oh, yes. I met the lifeguard, too.
Yes.
What a handsome lifeguard. Oh. And you should have seen the thrilling rescue.
A rescue?
Yes, they got him away from me.
Or did you go in swimming, Butterfly?
Well, I spent a lot of time in the water.
Yes?
Once while I was swimming, an octopus grabbed me in those great big arms, and he squeezed me and squeezed me.
Goodness, well, what did you do?
Oh, I just closed my eyes and made out I was in a rumble seat.
Then you still haven't got any boyfriends, Butterfly.
No, Ernie, I haven't any boyfriends at all.
Well, I can fix that. Hey, Jimmy! Jimmy Russian!
Yes, Ernie.
Butterfly, this is Jimmy Russian.
Oh, but Ernie, I didn't mean him. I thought you said one. Wouldn't one be enough?
What's the matter, Butterfly? Don't you like me?
Yes, Jimmy, but...
But what? You asked for a man, didn't you?
I know, but these days a girl is used to getting everything racial.
I've got to give it to you, Butterfly. You're right. Jimmy certainly is on the heavy side, all right.
Look who's talking. Well, I'm just a Jeep compared to you, bulldozer.
Well, get a load of him. And I do mean load. Man, you're just a pair of twins that forgot to separate.
Well, listen to this California redwood beat his chop.
I tell you what, Jimmy. We'll leave this up to Butterfly. Tell me, Butterfly, which one of us is bigger?
Well, I don't know which one of you is bigger. All I know is that right now I feel like a piece of spaghetti between two meatballs. Oh.
Come within 50 yards of the shore.
That's closer
blaze of right face will turn us from this solid madness to the haze of a more mellow days. Meaning, and to wit, that fine singer of the song sentimental, Earl Warren. What series of shots and flats did you have in mind tonight, Earl?
Ernie, I'd like to sing the tune that's currently number one on the hit parade. I'll be seeing you.
Well, leave us hear it, boy. Leave us hear it. Right in front of one of the finest fandangos ever concocted by that killer, the Count of Basie. This particular pizzicato parades under the title of Jumping at the Woodside. And chillin', dig the velvet valves of the tenor sax tooted and rooted by Lester Young. Kick it, Count, kick it. Thank you. Indian band for one of the hottest sessions that ever slammed in the Jubilee in many semesters.
Thank you, Ernie. It was a pleasure.
And believe me, well, another set of seven will hurl another broadside of Boyle Beach in your direction, and we hope you're latched on. Remember, Jubilee spelled sideways is Feely Jew. Spelled long ways is Boo-Jimmy. And spelled backwards, it's Feel of Boo. Till we light the fuse to another fancy fortissimo, this is Ernie. Just call me Slouch and ignore the pouch, Whitman. Telling you from the bottom of his big fat heart to stash your cash and you'll always have a big fat bankroll. So long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.